Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
A horse!
Bye.
Awaken180weightloss.com.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
This is a new show today.
Oh?
Yes.
What's this show?
Positivity.
Positivity with
Positivity
Man and Bone?
Positivity with Man and Bone.
I don't know about that.
We're going to work in positive vibes every single day. We're doing food every day. Let's do positivity every day.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
We are jammed today.
Oh, jammed.
Jammed because we've got our regular show, which whatever the hell that is, stupid, fatty, all of it.
Yeah.
But we also have all of our original songs to play.
Oh, yeah.
So that people can vote on their favorite, and then that original song gets turned into a music video.
Yes, except they're already, there already are some that are apparently online. I didn't know this. People are already, showing up on the YouTube.
I know.
So they've already been made into music videos.
Better music videos.
Oh, is that...
Budget.
Who's got that budget?
We're going to get celebrities.
Oh,
in the music video.
When
I say celebrities, like Angela Pace.
Oh,
is going to be in the music video.
That would be awesome if we can. I don't know if she's available. She's very
Angela's
busy.
Always available for us.
That's true. Every time we've asked, she's been ready and able to help us out.
She was down here today wearing a, what would you call that? Turquoise?
No.
Teal?
Not coral.
Coral?
No. What's the, like sea foam? I would say sea foam green.
All right. Well, a nice springy green tracksuit.
Yeah.
And she had the shoes to match.
She did. She even had the gold chains on, too. Two of them. She completed the look, buddy.
My gal.
You're not even doing the tracksuit today. You do have a nice shirt on. I like your shirt.
You like my delicious Italian pizza shirt?
It's got a map of Italy on it. It's very...
I put a spread out for you guys today.
You did.
I got some bread, brought in some delicious Italian meats and cheeses.
It was, I don't know if cornucopia is the right word, but it was a lot of food.
It was a bounty.
Bounty, that's right. My favorite part personally, although I liked all of it, was I really enjoyed the bread that you got along with the olive oil, because that is one of my favorite combos. That I don't do at all. I don't do it at home at all. I only get it when I'm out at restaurants.
The olive oil I brought from home, the bread I got from Vincenzo's.
Yes, but where did the olive oil come from?
It came from the vineyards of Sicily.
Right.
Well, the olive groves, not necessarily the vineyards.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Meaning that, like I'm saying, you ordered it from a place that does this, that ships it over here.
Yes,
you didn't just go to
right.
the store and they said, it's from there. You actually ordered it from wherever
and
it comes from.
I'll tell you what. First of all, tasted good, right?
Oh, it tasted great.
Tasted different than like what you'd get in a restaurant, because most of the time they're just using canola oil and trying to fool you.
Really?
Yes. Because this stuff's expensive.
Well, yeah.
The good stuff's expensive. The stuff that I brought you today, what you were eating was coming from an olive tree that's 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second.
I like that.
1,000-year-old olive tree in your gullet right now.
People have been eating those olives for 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
think about all the way the world's changed.
Some of the first people that ate olives off that tree were like, you know what? It's a good thing we live on this very flat earth that is the center of the universe. And now people who eat off that tree are like,
are
hey,
saying the same
very
thing.
Good thing we eat off the live on this flat earth that's the center of the universe.
Yes.
Good thing there's nothing else out there.
That's right. Oh,
yeah.
And the olive oil has healing properties.
How so?
You get cancer, drink it.
Oh, stop. That's not.
No chemo.
No, that's
ridiculous. Poison for you.
That's ridiculous.
You drink the olive oil, cured. And dolphins have sex, and you listen to the dolphin noises.
Is Aaron Rodgers your doctor?
Yes.
Okay. He's got some tea and a darkness retreat for you, and you can drink some olive oil and listen to dolphins.
I have to just explain. That's a joke.
Of course.
I don't believe the olive oil cures you in any way. It does have good antioxidants in there.
It's good. Sure.
It's good for your blood. It's good for your heart, all that stuff. It will not cure your cancer.
Yes, thank you.
Regardless of what Aaron Rodgers tells you. Thank you.
I would guess that the amount of research going into it, they would have checked. Like, hey, some people are saying olive oil gets it done. They're not like, nah.
Can I tell you something?
They're going to try everything.
The people who make wild claims about stuff like that aren't interested in actual research.
I know.
They have their own pseudoscience research.
It's fascinating to me, man, because like dark chocolate. Dark chocolate has antioxidants.
Sure.
It's when it comes to the type of chocolate you consume, if you are someone who's extraordinarily health conscious and you care about such things as getting a little something extra, even from your sweets, a little piece of dark chocolate, they say, is better than a little piece of milk chocolate. Does that mean that if you eat 2 pounds of dark chocolate a day, you're going to be healthy?
Yes.
No.
Cancer free.
No. It just means that if you're looking for a better alternative, that might be the case. Doesn't also mean that it's really that effective to begin with. But I love the people who are like, oh, I only eat dark chocolate, so I'm good.
It's Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools at manandbone 971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Kentucky Derby is this weekend, Bone. I've got my derby party all planned out.
Oh, I know you love it.
I got a seersucker suit and a hat.
And a
bunch of white people to watch it with me, and it's going to be fun.
I'm just going to throw out there, seems like a very white people thing.
It is a very white like person. A very white the Kentucky thing. Derby, very white person thing.
Not my thing personally, but
I don't.
To each their own.
What, you know what though? People get lost in the spectacle. That's fine.
You know what? I get
lost in the names.
Can I tell you though, the worst thing about it for me?
Hmm.
What is the worst part of the Super Bowl for you? I'm guessing it's the worst part of the Super Bowl for everybody. It's the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl where we have, you know, the day of, we have 9 hours of coverage breaking down a game. We've already spent 2 weeks breaking down. I just want to get to the game.
I was going to say the worst part of the Super Bowl for me is the worst part of the Kentucky Derby for me, and that is the people who watch those things.
Fair enough.
I have no problem with the athletes. I have no problem with the horses. They're just doing their job.
Yeah. Well, and the jockeys, all that stuff. I get it. I'm just saying, as much as I don't enjoy, being at some of those parties, it's also the fact of I'm not a huge fan of waiting around all day for like 2 minutes of a thing. And I know they have other races.
They got the undercard.
I don't know any of the horses in the Kentucky Derby. How would I know
I'm
the horses
tell
on
you.
The undercard?
I've got the names right here.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
The favorite is a horse called Fierceness.
Oh.
5-2 odds.
Okay.
On Fierceness.
Fierceness.
I don't know anything about these horses. I just have the names. See, a better producer would give me a little stat or a little bio on each horse, but Teddy just gave me the names.
I didn't know you would go that in depth on it.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Fierceness, trained by Todd Pletcher and jockeyed by one John Velasquez.
Ooh, look at that.
I have a little info.
All
so
right.
You give me a name,
next
I might be
up,
able to help you out.
3-1 odds, Sierra Leone.
Oh.
I know that's a place.
It is a place. Trained by Chad Brown. And the jockey is Tyler Gaffalione.
Okay.
Gaffalion? I'm not sure. Gaffalione.
Who cares? You know what? I'm sorry I asked.
Tyler G.
That's it.
No.
Let's just do the names.
Let's do one more.
Catching Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
8-1 odds on Catching Freedom.
Yes. Trained by Mike Tyson.
Okay,
oddly
great.
Enough.
And I love
jockeyed
that.
By
he's riding it too.
Come on. That's Aaron Rodgers riding that horse, baby.
The next one, 10-1 odds, Rod Stewart's song, Forever Young.
Oh.
Forever Young. Forever Young.
Is that what Rod Stewart sounds like to you? Is that what you're saying?
Sort of like a cross between a chipmunk and Evan Turner.
That's interesting. I don't get that. I mean, I don't get that from him necessarily, but to each their own.
My mom's hair looks like Rod Stewart now.
There's a line in Arrested Development. Liza Minnelli plays the neighbor of the mom on Arrested Development. They're in their 70s, right? They're longtime friends / rivals.
Mm-hmm.
Buster, her adult son, Lucille's adult son in the show, Buster loses his glasses. And for a moment, a woman comes up to him and he and flirts with him, and he can't tell who it is. It turns out to be the next door neighbor lady, who is Liza Minnelli, and she has that exact haircut you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so later on in the episode, he loses his glasses again, and he realized the woman that was flirting with him was the neighbor. And he says, "Have you always had all those points on your head?"
Yes. And that's just the old lady
every
look.
Every time I see that haircut, I think, me and Melissa both, to this day, have you always had those points? That's our...
It's
great.
It's not the old lady look. It is the fashionable
old lady
look.
There's also the... I get my hair done once a week look, which is where the hair is round. It's like a basketball.
Yes.
Like it doesn't look like head shaped at all. Like
my mom goes to get her hair done, and I've never been with her when she goes to get her hair done, but I imagine when she sits on the chair, she says, "I want to look like I've been electrocuted, but don't electrocute me." Yes, woman, we know what you want.
But how does that work when you like wake up the next day?
I don't know.
I mean, how do you get it back?
Maybe she actually electrocutes herself.
All right, but my
from pain comes beauty.
Do you have the toaster in the bathtub again? Stop it.
I'm ready for the day.
Now, I don't, because like my grandparents, their hairstyles, my grandmother's, theirs was the kind that it looks like a bouquet of flowers,
yes,
in a ball. And I don't know why.
My grandmother,
you know what
both
I mean?
My grandmothers had the same right. hair.
And I don't know why. Like, but it's perfectly smooth and round. But what
I
know
they never
is,
washed their hair.
Never washed.
Ever. No.
These unwashed.
They'd go to the beauty parlor and they'd get it washed and done like once every 2 weeks, and then they wouldn't touch it. They would put enough white rain on it to poke a hole in the atmosphere.
Absolutely right. That's why that generation ruined our... That's why we have global warming now. Yeah, it's the SUVs a little bit, but the amount of people they were spraying that hairspray.
I think my grandmothers slept standing up.
That's what
just
I also
so they
don't know.
They wouldn't get their hair all matted.
Do you know the amount of times... Like, I've been going to my grandmother's house where it's like, take off your shoes, they're muddy. And it's like, your head has not been washed in 9 days. You will not lecture me on hygiene. Sorry, if I have a little dust on my shoes, I was out like a kid playing in the dirt. I'm going to go take a shower now and wash every inch of my body.
You know what's interesting,
though? You're going to put a shower cap on and never touch your hair.
At least my grandmothers, they never smelled.
No.
They didn't smell bad, like their hairs didn't smell.
My grandmother, again, loved them, cared infinitely about them.
Smelled like ass?
No.
Oh.
No, they always smelled like the... Like when you walk into the department store and they had the counter with all the perfume,
every
but they smelled
like
every
that.
One of them had sprayed them at the same time. Or it's just like, I know there's botanicals in here, but it also smells like a chemical factory. Like, it's just, man, if you even like, if you happen to strike a spark in that zip code, poof, like 15 houses were gone.
Maybe that's why, like, we'd always sit in the backyard and all the mosquitoes would eat me to death.
No kidding.
And my grandmother just sits there and nothing's touching her because probably one mosquito came over there, died. The other one said, stay away. She's got all the perfumes on. It'll kill you.
The mosquito's like, they look like flowers, but they're deadly. Stay away. Don't go over there. Also, they're not been washed in like 12 days, so you don't want to be there.
All right, more Kentucky Derby names coming up next. I got some good ones here, too.
Oh, good.
Good ones.
Good.
Common Man and D-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side after Kelton Avenue, causing a couple minutes slowdown. And we also have an accident on Joyce Avenue at 5th Avenue to watch out for. This report is sponsored by Zbart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Zbart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Zbart undercoating, rhino lining spray on bed liners, and Zbart window tint. Zbart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Shen.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
You know, I like how we've sort of branched out today. Now we're talking about fashion choices of the elderly.
We were, yeah.
That's all right. We have more Kentucky Derby stuff to talk about. And when I say stuff, I mean I'm going to read you the names.
Yeah.
And we're going to make comments about the names of the horses.
We're not going to pretend like we know anything about these horses. We don't.
Well, and if you're saying, oh, I forgot the Kentucky Derby was even this weekend, that's okay. So did the horses. They don't know.
They still don't know.
No, they have no idea. They'll show up on race day and say, oh, there's more people here.
Will they even know that? Are they even aware of
that?
Yeah,
they'll be aware. There's more buzz and hubbub and other horses will be around. It's not just them going around the track by themselves.
No. But I mean, like, they run races all the time. I'm saying they won't. They'll know there's one of those moments where it's like, oh, it's one of these things where I get all nervous and stuff. But they won't know that it's like, this is bigger than the last race they did. I don't think they'll have any perspective of that.
I don't know. Before we do more Kentucky Derby stuff, we've been playing you original songs this week. See, our program director, Fish, came to us a while back and said, hey, we can't play music anymore. We have copyright issues and all of that. And the musicians have actually requested not to be on your show anymore.
I don't know if they have or not.
So we have decided to make our own songs. We've been playing them for you this week. And today is the day where you get to pick your favorite. Our first song that we brought to your attention was a song on Tuesday simply called Ryan Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pop song, kind of out of our wheelhouse, but I thought it was a catchy tune. People have been saying, I'd like to hear it again. Well, here's your opportunity. We're going to play the songs throughout the day, and then we'll pick a winner.
You made a joke look like a king, and now he taunts you with his ring. So far, all you've done is talk. It's time for you to walk the walk. The pressure is mounting, promises are empty. Go the distance, expectations are clear. You talk tough and play soft. Time to get rough at any cost. Follow through.
Anything to you, my daughter has said that that's her favorite one, so she votes for that one.
Oh wow, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, has she heard all the other ones?
Yes.
Oh, you played them all?
Yes,
for her.
She's okay. Heard all of them. She liked all of them.
Wasn't a big fan of the ska?
No, she liked that a lot. That was her second favorite.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the ska's good too. Well, you'll hear it. We got them all coming up.
Kentucky Derby this weekend. 10-1 odds, just a touch.
Just a touch.
That sounds, I mean,
sexy.
Who's naming these horses?
Just a touch.
Can I ask you a very serious question?
I'm sure they whip them pretty good, though. It's probably just not just a touch. If you don't run fast, they're going to whip the hell out of you.
It's more than just a touch. By the way, that is a horse trained by Brad Cox, Fletcher's son, and Florent Giroux is the jockey.
Gerard Depardieu. Or
Florent Giroux.
Gerard Depardieu's got some problems. You see that?
No.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Problems in France. I guess he's been accused of getting a little friendly with people he's been working with.
Oh.
Over the years.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Unwarranted friendliness.
No. No unwarranted touching and all that.
I think with the younger chicks.
No.
Yikes.
Bad.
That's France.
No, it's not. Just, no. That's bad.
I saw 10-year-olds smoking and having kids right on the street.
Smoking and having kids. Why? What is it? Alabama?
Come on. No, because they're actually reading a book.
Oh, yeah, they're reading poetry. That's right. Can I just ask, because the horse's name is Just a Touch, have you ever, common man, touched a horse?
Yes.
On purpose?
I went horseback riding when I was a kid.
Okay.
My parents put me on a horse and I cried.
As an adult?
No.
Were you? Okay. That's what I was kind of getting at.
And I won't.
What if?
Okay. No touchy.
All right. So there's like a greenhouse that we go to near Marysville, where they have a horse and some donkeys. They have a platform. You walk out on the platform. There's a fence. But the horse and the donkeys, you can bring food for them, or they have treats that you can give them.
Oh, that's disgusting. They eat it right out of your hand?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you feed a horse a carrot or an apple. They love that stuff.
Their tongue touches you.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if Samantha was like, I want to go see the horsey and I want to pet the horsey, would you stand there with her and help, pet the horse?
We all have our things that we're good at. I'll stay home and make a very nice meal that's ready for them when Samantha and Kristen get back from horse touching.
I assume Kristen's like a normal person and will like go touch a horse. Is that right?
It's not her favorite thing in the world, but
For the kid.
That's her job.
Teddy, how many horses have you touched a horse before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had horses when I was younger.
Oh, must be nice, Ted. Stable kid.
Man, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I went riding equestrian.
Were you doing dressage?
No.
Man, I wish.
My brother was in a horse club, and he didn't ride, rode the horses, and I never...
Horse club. Okay. Sorry, I forgot what we were discussing. Go ahead.
Horse club.
I was not part of that. The horses... I just didn't really take to them, I guess, as much as some other people do, obviously. But
sure.
Especially that vet who was trying to mount one of them.
Yeah, no, not so much, yeah.
That guy's touched a horse. Yeah. He's touched a horse or two.
I did ride a horse on my honeymoon, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Bareback?
No, it had a saddle.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Wild horses.
Were you at a beach?
Actually, yeah, I can't remember how to saddle.
Did you just like hop on a horse and grab the mane and say, yeah.
You know what happened on his honeymoon? Teddy was riding a horse with his then new wife.
Yeah.
The right?
Newlyweds.
They were riding the horse on the beach, and then they came across the mangled Statue of Liberty. And then Teddy just yelled, "You blow it up!
Blow it up!
Damn you all to hell!
Silent Green's made out of people."
Different movie,
Sarah? Is that one of the characters in that movie? Zira. Not Sarah.
Yeah. And then Nova
was the female.
Gotcha.
Nova.
That's right, you damn dirty apes.
But you know what? If they really wanted to make the movie authentic, like, the people should really have no clothes on.
Agreed.
You know?
That's how the monkeys were rolling.
That's what I mean. It's not like, we're stupid. The humans are like the monkeys in Planet of the Apes. We're just the dumb.
Wait, are the apes in Planet of the Apes more civilized than us? Because they're like, all right, I know they're keeping them in a zoo, but we're going to put some clothes on them. I mean, gross.
Well, no, because when they
go to the zoo and we're like, Billy, look at them. They're naked.
When
stare
they
at their
caught
butt crack.
The humans in the wild, they were clothed.
Oh.
The humans had clothes on.
God, that would be trippy. I'm just like equating that back. If we were walking in the jungle and all of a sudden it's like an ape walked up on you
with
and he was
jeans?
Wearing, he had like a JNCO jeans and a Nike sweatshirt. You'd be like, okay, this is amazing. I didn't know you
had
were
a
up
Big
with
Big Johnson t-shirt.
Big Johnson. How did you know JNCOs were back? Like, kind of. in an ironic way.
I would also like to point out, by the time we get to the end of this Kentucky Derby list, it's going to be 9 o'clock tonight.
God, I hope so.
It'll be time for the Belmont.
There you go, Ted.
All right, and another banger of a song coming up next.
Maybe.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll find slow traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Livingston Avenue and I-70. And there's about a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between Main Street and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No filler guests, no intelligence, and most of the time, no sports. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It is Original Music Friday. Played you Ryan Day last segment. Right now, a little ditty about the Blue Jackets, and I have a little thought on the Blue Jackets, too, after this. This one's called Cursed Ice.
There you go. Hello.
Hi. All right. There is... You can vote for that song later if it's your favorite. Don't vote now.
We're not doing voting.
Don't vote now.
I don't even know where you go to vote.
You just...
Go to your local polling place. Show up at a library.
You just
like,
text us or tweet us. And
I want some cursed ice.
Whatever you'd normally do.
Ryan Day!
Just yell hold with us. Get a hold of us
Get
somehow.
A hold of us. That's right. Grab on.
There is a rumor out there that the Blue Jackets are interested in John Tortorella to be their new GM.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that, buddy?
Listen to me. And I'm reading things from people thinking this is just a fantastic idea. I don't...
Dude.
What planet am I on? Where am I?
Listen.
Help me.
Let me separate, for me at least, I don't know how you feel about this. Let me separate a couple of things.
I think you do.
Okay. One of these things is undeniably true, that there is a good possibility that John Tortorella knows enough about hockey, how to build winning organizations, how to do all those things, that he might someday be a great GM. Is that a greater than non-zero chance that could happen? Is there maybe even a good possibility that could happen? Sure. I do feel like if the Jackets went that route, you would be guilty of doing the thing that we keep complaining about the Jackets doing, which is you're taking a chance on someone who hasn't shown they have any of this aptitude as of now, because all he's done is coach. And you're... Once again, going, we're changing things. And here's how we're changing. Going back to what we were doing. Like, at some point, don't you need to have a clean break and start over? You know, do we always have to reach back? It's like Star Wars, where there's always got to be a Skywalker involved. Do we always have to reach back to the same three or four ideas with this organization? Or can we try something new? And I don't mean new as in, hey, wouldn't it be wild if we just took a fan and made him a GM? I don't mean crazy new, or take John Tortorella, who's never done this, and throw him in the front office. I know he wants to do that, but I don't know. I don't feel like this is the place for that. I feel like you need to go get the best GM candidate you can find, hire them, and then let them cook. And don't look for someone who also has designs on going back and possibly coaching again.
I read this in the Hockey News. It says, recently, former GM Doug McClain said in an interview that he heard John Tortorella tried to move into the front office in his last season with the Blue Jackets instead of coaching, but now former GM Jarmo Kekäläinen nixed that idea and refused to allow it. Yeah, you know where you heard that? I mean, they're reporting this like, well, Dougie Mac dropped some knowledge. Everybody's been saying that.
Yeah, right.
Everybody yes. knew that.
Right.
What? Where am I? Seriously.
I thought that was reported back when it happened.
It was. So we're going to change. We're going to change the culture by bringing in guy who was here 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Who was so burned out with everything that he wanted to take a step back from coaching and just get a cushy job up in the front office. And trust me, it wasn't going to be the GM. He is a coach. The knock on him as a coach is that he doesn't know how to develop young talent.
Well,
he can get the best out of what he has. He can light fire under guys, and he is a very good in-game statistician. That's not a right term. Strategist. That's what I'm looking for. Strategist. Okay. But when it comes to developing and having a plan for the organization as a whole, he's got less experience than a guy like Rick Nash.
Well, true
enough.
And
we've looked at Rick Nash and we've said he is not ready. Maybe someday he comes back here and he runs the franchise. Not now.
Well, that's it, right? Like, it's the same thing in a way with Nash, that is there a chance Rick Nash could be the GM of a team down the road 10 years from now and that team is wildly successful? Sure, that's possible. But I do think the idea that the Jackets should be the ones trying these types of ideas. Why not, if you're the Jackets, find, and again, I'm not in the circle enough to know. Look around the NHL, talk to the smartest people you can find. Mike Priest, good luck. But go talk to the smartest people who know hockey and say, who is the guy that every team wants to be their GM who's not currently a GM? Maybe he's an up-and-comer, he or she, that is a assistant GM or something like that. Who's that person that's been, they're the one. And then say, well, yeah, but they're not going to want to take the Jackets job because, I mean, it's the Jackets. And go out and say, whatever everybody's offering you, we're offering double. We will give you the keys to the castle. We will pay your salary times two. You can hopefully retire here, but we want you to be the one who took the Blue Jackets finally to greatness. And give that person a shot, if nothing else. Do it with someone who's actually proven it, earned their stripes, been there. John Tortorella is a coach. Is his number one strength is taking a kind of middling roster and getting more out of them than you could. How that translates to GM front office, I have no idea. I'm not saying it couldn't work. I don't want the Jackets to be the ones to experiment with it.
It's not going
to
happen.
No, I'm saying
it's not going to happen.
Maybe 20 years from now, he is doing that. I don't know. 10 years from now, I don't know. But I don't want the Jackets to be the one to try it out, because that just feels like we're going back to the same well yet again, because we have no damn ideas.
No, it's not happening. It's done.
It better not.
Nope. I'm going to make some phone calls, make sure it doesn't happen.
But you know what? I know what would happen. If they did that, the same 6,000 people that are there every night, no matter what, would be flipping over backwards, thrilled.
I'm sure
they
would.
And they'd be lecturing all of us who don't go to 80 to 41 games. They'd be lecturing and saying, oh man, it's the greatest day ever. He could be great. I don't know. But I don't want to try that. I'd like to see us try, I don't know, building it the right way and not taking a flyer on someone, no pun intended, who's never done this or who's not even in that realm and has no experience doing anything like what you have to do to be a GM.
A lot of money being thrown around in college football. We'll talk about it next. By the time we get through this list of Kentucky Derby horses.
Oh, hey, we got that.
The Derby will have started already. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident to watch out for on southbound 71 on the north side at Polaris Parkway. Police are on scene there causing delay. And we also have a slowdown on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, cool off with their new Summer Blizzard Treat menu. Try new picnic peach cobbler or snag a perfect beach treat like their new peanut butter cookie dough party. The new Summer Blizzard Treat menu is one you won't want to miss. Only at participating DQ locations. Happy taste good. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Shen.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Friday. It is New Music Friday. The last of our original songs will drop at 4 o'clock. We debuted this one yesterday. First one that we had was Ryan Day. It had sort of a pop, dreamy sound.
Yeah.
Then we had Cursed Ice, which was more of a metal, Blue Jacket Suck sound.
And they do.
Yes. This one, inspired by 90s ska, it is called My Guys.
Keep on my stereo, hosting a crappy version of the sports show. They spend their time talking about food, playing fun sounds, and acting crude. Springer and his yahoo dogs, then there's the quick with the football blog. Spending time talking about the Buckeyes, only when they're not eating french fries. They're my guys, always my guys. Keep them in line, talking about sex with the equine. Husky dudes be quirky, tell them be no worky. Paul Keel saying excuse me, Timmy Hall is acting creepy. Common Man is a miserable dope, bone washes out his mouth with soap. They're my guys, always my guys. Them are fat and lazy. Common Man is totally crazy. Bone at the Metro Park, looking for birds. Chen Wynn is throwing out the F word. Ric Flair went to North Korea. Common Man is gonorrhea. Always an annoying yell. Listen or you'll go to hell.
Everybody,
I do like that one. I like that a lot. I'm a big fan of ska, though. You know this.
I know.
Bodie Wells. I don't know if he's. We should ask Bodie. He's over there doing the updates. We need to know if Bodie Wells. He said previously he did not know what ska was.
Well, now he does.
I hope he does now.
Now he does. NCAA handing out some cash. So there are reports saying the NCAA could pay more than $2.7 billion. To settle antitrust lawsuits. So there's that.
Yeah, probably going to have to do stuff like that to get to a point where you can hopefully find a way to get whatever regulation needs to happen to get to where you can pay the players. And
it's going
to
happen. You're going to have a players union of sorts. Yeah. You're going to have contracts with schools, individual schools, or maybe with individual conferences. Who the hell knows? But this model, as it currently sits right now, is not sustainable. The schools know that. The players know that. The NCAA knows that. And there's more pressure to get something done. They need to get something done.
Agreed. I don't know when it'll happen, but probably within the next 5 years,
yes,
it's got to all change.
Absolutely, soon. Georgia is handing out a new contract for Kirby Smart. 10 years, $130 million. He is the first ever $13 million head coach. Let him live.
Again, I know it's not the norm to get paid that much, but
it is. It's becoming that. It will.
He's going to get $13 million, and then whoever wins the national championship this year will get equal to that, and then he will get an update in a year or two. Like, I'm just saying, we are not far away at all from a coach making $20 million a year. That's I think that won't take as long as it took to get to $10 million. I think the
yes, you're right.
From that to $10 million, he's going to be much shorter to get from where we are now to $20 million.
Kentucky Derby this weekend. Your favorite is a horse called Fierceness at 5-2 odds. Then it's Sierra Leone at 3-1 odds. Catching Freedom, 8-1. Forever Young is 10-1.
Mm-hmm.
Just a Touch, 10-1. And that's where we left off.
The Feel of Cotton? The Touch, The Feel of Cotton?
Just a Touch?
No.
No.
Okay.
Door Notch?
Doorknob.
It's not Doorknob. Dornoch.
Oh, Doorknock. That's got to be it. It's not.
Oh, Doorknock, of course.
It's probably Doorknock, yeah.
Okay. 20-1. Honor Marie. It's my mom, Marie. 20-1.
Why is somebody on Marie? I don't understand.
Honor.
Why are they on
like,
her?
Like, no, honor her legendary status. You're giving her honor and praise and respect.
These are, you're I probably should
on
read
on her.
Okay, got it. Honor Marie.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Just Steel, 20-1. That's Track good. Phantom, 20-1. Stronghold.
Just wait.
What?
Is the Track Phantom, is it grooming a younger horse to then eventually take advantage of it?
Yes.
Like the Phantom of the Opera?
Okay. Stronghold, 20-1.
Mm. That's probably, you know what? I feel like that's a band name. I feel like I think I've listened to a band called Stronghold now that you say that. I think I have.
Resilience, 20-1. Mystic Dan, 20-1.
Now that, see, that's
Mystic
what Mystic Dan.
Dan
is what I'm coming for when you're going to have the Kentucky Derby names. I don't want Stronghold, Resilience, you know, Breathtaking. No, I want Mystic Dan. That's funny.
Catalytic?
Licking cows? It's a horse.
Catalytic?
Catalytic Williams. He's a pretty good running back.
Catalytic Williams.
Catalyc. Catalytic.
Catalytic?
No, there's no T there at the end.
Say it again.
Catalyc.
It must be missing a letter. It's got to be catalytic.
Right, because they don't make up stupid things to name horses that.
Y-I? That's a, yeah. It's got to be catalytic. It's got to be catalytic.
No, I bet it's not.
Catalytic converter.
Okay.
Yeah. Something horses are known for having.
30-1 on Catalytic.
Okay.
T.O. Password, 30-1.
That's my quarterback.
Endlessly, that's a Richard Marx ballad.
30-1. That's right.
Domestic Product, 30-1.
Gross.
Jim Cramer is the jockey.
GDP. It's just the DP today, buddy. There's no gross in there. It's just the DP, the old D to the P, domestic product.
Epic Ride, 30-1.
Oh, yeah.
Grand Mo the First, 50-1. You know who the jockey is for that one, Teddy?
Who's that?
Willie Mo Pena.
Yeah. Sure. There you go.
My guy.
Yeah.
A lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't live up to
No.
Society Man, 50-1.
Okay.
He actually just has a polo shirt on.
What?
Society, you know, preppy. Society guy.
Oh, see, I was thinking more of like a guy like burning a heater, leaning against a wall outside of a bar at 1 a.m. going, society, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that type. That's not the image I had.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I had a preppy guy. And West Saratoga, 50-1. There are your Kentucky Derby horses.
All right.
And I can't believe we stretched that out for a whole hour. That is terrible radio.
Well, we are the home of that, buddy. The home of terrible radio right here.
Another brand new original song. The final one comes your way next. And then you vote for your favorite. And then the favorite one gets cash and prizes.
Mm.
Mm.
Look at that. How are we going to vote?
People just get in touch with us.
Oh. Get in touch.
They'll do it. They'll
that
do it.
Sounds like something from the 70s. Just like
get in touch with us. Reach out and touch
us. Just get in touch with us.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane on northbound 71 on the north side at 670, causing a 5-minute slowdown. And there's another 5-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. This report is sponsored by Ohio Association of County Behavioral Health Authorities. Sometimes life can be overwhelming. Crisis Text Line can help. If you are struggling and feel like you can't talk to anyone about it, text 4HOPE to 741-741. Free confidential support. Crisis Text Line. Text 4HOPE to 741-741 now. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Friday. It's Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools at Man and Bone 971. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. We have one more original song to lay on you. This will be number 4. First one was a song about Ryan Day.
Mm-hmm.
Second one was a metal song about the Blue Jackets. Third one was a ska song just about us and the show
about
called
the show.
My Guys.
Which I'm a big fan of that one.
And set this one up now.
This song is, we went a little different direction. This is a bluegrass-inspired song, and it kind of has a lot to do with the show yesterday. If you missed the show yesterday, this one may not make a total ton of sense to you, but if you heard the show yesterday and you heard us talking about how Common Man says a certain phrase, you may enjoy this song. This song is called Rubber Band.
I met this fella on WhatsApp. He couldn't say rubber band. It was such a mishap, called it rubber band. Thought he was real slick, but everyone won laugh. Cause he sounded so thick, an odd fella from a town. Oh, so green, thought a rubber band was some kind of jelly bean. Tried to say rubber in a way that was cool, what a fool. He didn't know rubber's just part of the word and band is too. Oh, Common Man can't say rubber band. T-Bone is confused, thought his friend was cool. But then he said rubber band and no one can understand how he got a job on the radio. Common Man, rubber band. Mispronounce a word, Common Man can't say dog. Thinks a duck ain't a bird, but the way he says rubber band takes the cake. Oh, Common Man can't say rubber band. T-Bone is confused, thought his friend was cool. But then he said rubber band and no one can understand how he got a job on the radio. Common Man, rubber band.
I feel like I'm waiting in line at Disney World for a ride, and that's the song that's playing.
Man, that's bluegrass right there, buddy.
I know.
I love bluegrass.
You know what? I'm dead serious. I can't hear it. I can't hear what you hear. Like, to me, it just sounds normal. Rubber band.
You say rubber band.
Rubber band.
Rubber band.
Rubber band.
Rubber band. It's like high school. If I said high school, that's normal. If someone says high school, like, it's just...
it's not... I can hear the difference between that.
Well, I
can't hear the difference between how you want me to say it and how I say it.
I'm going to say
rubber band. Now you say the same word.
Go ahead, say it.
Rubber band.
Rubber band.
Rubber band. Like that's what you're doing. Ted, we went over this yesterday, but again, I'm not crazy, right? You're hearing this too?
Yeah, you're
okay.
Right.
All right. I'm
gonna repeat exactly what you say and how you say it. Go.
Rubber band.
Rubber band.
That's perfect.
Nice. That's perfect.
Good job.
Good job.
Now say rubber band, not imitating me.
Now say rubber band, not imitating me.
I don't know what to do, Ted.
Rubber band.
Yeah. That's what he does. That's exactly it, Ted. Rubber band. Like we're just, it's like there's a going out of business sale on rubber band. Yes. We got to say rubber band.
Now you say D-O-L-L the way that you like to say it.
Doll. Do you mean the way people say it?
Doll. Doll.
Exactly.
Doll.
Yeah. It's D-A-H-L when you say it. It's D-O-L-L when I say it.
Doll.
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 How you doing? Doll. Let's go. Doll. It's like Thad Mata trying to think of an answer. It's like, I thought we played pretty good. That's what it sounds like. That's what you're doing.
Doll.
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 No, not, it's not doll. Hey, how you doing with the doll? It's just, okay, if someone is not short, they are
tall.
Okay. If that person plays with a little toy figurine that looks like a human, it's called a
doll.
Am I, Ted, you heard it, right? I'm not,
yes,
again.
Yes.
Tall, doll, same sounds. Make the same sounds with your stupid mouth.
Spelled with different vowels,
doesn't
though.
Doesn't matter. What? What was that word?
Different vowels.
Oh, vowel. Okay, I didn't.
That's wrong, too?
No, it sounded like Adnan Verk was here. Different vowels. Oh, wow.
Let's just retire. That's the end for me. Right? I mean, what am I here for?
God, you know
just
what?
Just be mocked every day?
Yes.
Are you idiots?
Oh, yeah. Ted, isn't it fun when he gets to feel that once in a while?
Yeah.
Like what that's like? That's good. I like it. I'm glad he gets to know what that's like. The entire world feels it from you. Now you get to feel it once. That's good. Doll. Just say doll.
Doll. Doll. All right. You've heard all the songs now, so you can vote on them. Tweet us at Man and Bone 971. Text us on the burner phone 614-787-3093. Or just stick your head out the window.
Yeah.
Just yell. We'll hear you.
Ted has ears like a dog.
Yes.
He can, as long as you do the higher pitched yell, he can hear it.
We will hear you. What did I tease? Nothing.
You teased all that.
Right. I teased and now we're done.
All right.
And now we're done.
I want to see what the people have to say about these songs. All right. I'll go look while you start trying to figure out what to do next.
Okay. I have stuff to say.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Michael Irvin is out at the NFL Network, presumably for real this time. Remember he was kicked off before because he had the hotel lobby exchange?
That sounds...
There was a woman who worked at a hotel. I think it was around the Super Bowl, who said Michael Irvin was inappropriate...
That's right.
Towards me.
Okay.
Michael Irvin said, I did nothing of the sort, and I will back it up, and there's footage of this. NFL Network suspended him anyway, took him off the air. Well, I guess they found out that it was all a bunch of bunk. He comes back, but now the NFL is canceling the show that he's on. So his contract is up, and he's been told to go away. Hmm. I don't understand what the NFL Network is doing. So they've gotten rid of their Good Morning Football show.
Yeah.
With some statements saying it's going to come back, but we don't know when, and it's going to be from California. Who the hell knows? They're getting rid of another studio show during the day. Is it hard times at the NFL?
Well, that's what I don't understand, because if you were telling me that a sports network in 2024 is having difficulty justifying the expense of a live morning sports show, understood. I mean, we've talked about the numbers for what is Skip Bayless's stupid show called Undisputed?
Undisputed.
Right. Where he's getting like less than 500,000 people watching this thing, which in network television numbers is
less
a joke.
Than 500,000 people. He's getting 47,000 people.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, you're right.
Watching
less than 100,000 people watching it. It's mind bogglingly small, the audiences that he's drawing, and he's making 10 million plus a year doing these shows. That if you told me that was going away, I understand. The NFL is the juggernaut of sports that we have. Yes, there's a lot of coverage of it, and I understand maybe there's a bit of oversaturation, but you would think, if anything else, the billionaire owners who don't want to look like they are a second-rate organization, you'd think they would say, whatever we have to do to make sure our organization looks as good as ESPN, Fox Sports, you name it, we're not going to be shutting the doors on any of our NFL products. Maybe they don't like Good Morning Football. Maybe they think that format is stupid. Well, then just cancel it and put something else there.
Can I tell you something about oversaturation? I agree. That doesn't apply on the NFL network.
Well, that... No,
it's their job to be, isn't this the best thing ever, all day, every day?
Agreed. I'm just saying, if they're looking at it going, we think that there are too many shows like this one, not NFL related, just we think there are too many shows with a kind of loose format of, hey, everybody, we're just having fun in the morning. Wow. And we want to do something different. All right, that's fine. Then cancel that show and put on what you want. It's a really weird, it's odd that the NFL... Their TV network is not very good, it seems like, at knowing what they want
to
do.
Well, no, and what's odd to me is that the NFL for years has been selling this narrative, and, you know, for the most part, it's true, that there's no off-season anymore, okay?
Yeah.
Just because the season's over, you can't take a break from our product, except for our local shows or our shows that we do on our own network, then they go away for the off-season. Bye.
Yeah.
See you when the season starts.
That makes sense to me. So I don't know what the plan is there, but that makes little to no sense.
Teddy?
Yeah.
Well, I just thought, I thought you had something to say.
Listen, Ted's had a lot of great lines. That delivery of that line may be one of the greatest you've ever had.
Usually when Ted's up against the microphone, he's got his headphones on. That means he wants to talk. That's why I said Teddy.
There's another reason why. I could tell you during the break.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Are you upset about something?
No, it's just something that happened.
Okay.
Can we talk about this on the air?
Did you murder someone in there?
I lost the audio.
Oh, and your speakers?
So the only way I can hear anything is through the headphones.
Oh, so we have no speakers in your... Ted's studio, there's no speakers.
Which, that's good. You know what, though, Ted? Someone should be in on Monday.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll
wait till Monday. Submit a ticket.
Okay.
Somebody will get to it. Coming up next. You know, I don't like that. Let's not do that.
What was it going to be?
Something about Major League Baseball and Roku. How about this? America is the greatest country in the world. I'm going to tell you why. I have proof. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident. If you're on eastbound Morse Road at Westerville Road, traffic is only getting by in the left turn lane there. And there's a couple minutes slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between Hudson Street and Cook Road. This report is sponsored by AAA Car Care Plus. Save up to $150 on select sets of four Redesign tires at AAA Car Care Plus. Not a member? Not a problem. Everyone can save up to $150 on Redesign tires through May 31st at AAA Car Care Plus locations. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
All right. So there's a lot of shows out there on talk radio, oddly enough, that talk about every single day how America is the greatest country in the world.
That's right.
And they will cite a million different examples. And I could just sit here and say, yes, because we have freedom!
Right.
And that's pretty much what they all sound like. But I'm going to give you an actual reason why America is the greatest country on earth. Shota Amanaga.
Okay.
Plays for the Chicago Cubs. He is 30 years old. During the offseason, signed a four-year, $53 million contract. He has lived in Japan his entire life. This is the first time he's ever not lived in Japan. This year.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's got to be a big cultural change.
Sure. So he's talking to the media yesterday through his interpreter, and the question he was asked is there anything that you really, really love about America? What's been the biggest surprise for you?
Yeah.
And he said, the biggest surprise for me is that even on a red light, I can take a right.
I love that so much.
And that, my friends,
yeah,
the ability to turn right on red is why America's the greatest country on earth.
That's right.
And maybe you are one of those people that say, well, what's the rush? I'll just wait for the green light. You need to move to Japan. You need to go elsewhere. We don't want your kind here.
The amount of times where I have advanced into the crosswalk and then noticed the no turn on red sign at the few intersections where, you know, it's percentage-wise.
You know what? That should be illegal, too. We shouldn't have no turn on red.
I mean, I get it. There's probably... There's spots where it's like you literally can't see the cars coming and they're 50 miles an hour. I get it. Maybe the road's a little.
Well, then you know what the sign should say? Turn on red at your own risk.
Actually,
at your own peril.
We should start encouraging stupid people like do it. Dope. Like just daring people are like, oh, yeah, I'm not a wuss. I'm going to do it. And then it's like, well, now you're in a car accident. And now you're not driving. Now the car's impounded, whatever. And only problem with that is the other person gets into the car accident and that's not their fault. So that's. Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's why they have those signs.
Oh, you're right. Maybe with the severe obstructed views.
Yeah, but otherwise,
no turn on red.
Man, a no turn on red sign is one of my least favorite things. But thankfully, we don't have very many of those. You can usually turn right on red. And that's it. He's right.
Here's the other question I have.
One of those little things you take for granted.
Sometimes you have a multiple turn lane, but it's only turn on red in the curb lane.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't I turn on red in the other lane?
Because
if I've got the opening. They're both right turn lanes.
Yeah, I get that. I think it's because my guess has always been people are like, oh, I can turn right on red. And then they'll forget which lane they're in and turn right into the other person in the far right lane who's also turning right on red because they'll think no one's over there.
At some point, we got to start protecting stupid from stupid.
Dude, listen.
What are we doing
listen,
here?
Listen, I'm with you. Have you seen how people react to roundabouts?
Yes, I know.
I was with you. I was with you for a long time on that, where it's like, we got to just let the stupid happen. And then I saw roundabouts, which pretty much are, if you see a car coming at you, don't get in the roundabout. If you don't see a car, go on into the roundabout without stopping.
There was a woman yesterday in Dublin where I live. She's in the roundabout and just waving people in. It's like, no, you're in it.
You're in it.
You're in.
Just
you
go.
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 We'll wait for you. You go.
Oh, my. I honestly and truly, I wish we had the technology where I could just
murder people instantly.
No, see, that's where you're at. And I get it. I understand that. I still have hope that they could be salvaged.
Oh, silly boy.
I know. But what I would.
Silly.
the technology I would like is to be able to like instantly like pause life, get out of my car, walk over to that person, and be like, hey, we're going to transport you instantly to New Jersey where they have roundabouts that are like half a mile long. People drive on those like they are in the Indy 500. And if you are like, I don't know if I should car or not, your car is going to be completely wiped out. So you have to like go in there knowing it's your road and you're going to take ownership of it. And if you do drive like through three of those, you will never have a problem with the roundabout again. You will learn
New Jersey,
very quickly.
Drop them in downtown Paris. It's Thunderdome.
Well, no kidding. Right. Yeah.
If you're timid, you're dead. They'll kill you.
I forget if it's in, I know I've seen, I'm trying to remember which episode, Top Gear, the old British show, like that version of Top Gear with Clarkson and May and Richard Hammond. They went to, maybe it was Vietnam. I could be wrong, but they went to a large city, I believe in Vietnam, and they rode little tiny scooters, which is apparently what everybody rides there in this town. And they were saying how, yeah, it's not, there's no lights, there's no stop signs. There's kind of a known kind of way this works, but you basically just have to feel it out and try not to get hit. And it was like a 10 wide. These little scooters were going on the road and people were just getting out of the way and mostly staying safe with it because everyone probably had learned growing up there, don't be an idiot or you'll wreck this thing. So maybe we need more of that. You're right.
No, I've seen people in France just like make their own parking spaces. Like, well, can my car fit in there? A normal person, like here, you'd look and say, well, I don't know, that parallel parking spot's a little small.
That doesn't look great.
I'm going to go around the block and see what else I can see. They say, no, I will make my own spot. And they'll just shove their, they'll dent you, dent themselves.
Right.
Doesn't scrape up their hubcaps, doesn't matter. They'll park the car, though.
I'm amazed by people who just don't even have that self-awareness, because that's.
They don't care.
I know, but I mean, like, do you not like your car?
No, they look at these cars as just tools to beat the crap out of. It's like the same way we look at designer jeans. I don't look at them that way, but I've seen people buy ripped jeans.
Yes.
That are like $350. They're distressed. They're ripped. Actually, when you get a new car in some places in Europe, they go out and smash it up on purpose just to get it out of the way. Well, this is going to happen anyway. It's like breaking in an old mitt.
Right, sure.
You put shaving cream on it. You roll the car over it. You put rubber bands over it.
What do you put on it?
Oh, man.
What do you put on that again?
Bands of things.
What are they called?
Bands.
Rubber bands.
Rubber bands.
There you go.
Rubber bands go on there.
I like how deliberate you have to be with it.
Rubber bands.
Rubber bands.
Rubber bands.
Because how would you say it otherwise?
I'm done. I'm not saying it anymore.
Come on.
Oklahoma quarterback General Booty is in the portal.
My guy.
General Booty. He's been the backup the last couple of years. It seems like we've been talking about this guy forever.
Well, was his brother, was that John David Booty?
That's correct.
So there was old J.D. Booty. And then the younger brother's name is General. Because, buddy, when I think about naming people, like your actual, that can't be his given name, right? That's a nickname.
General Booty?
General's got to be, they didn't name him on his birth certificate like General MacArthur Booty, right? I mean, they had to come up with, his first name's not actually General. It's like a nickname, Bobby Carpenter. Please tell me it's not his real name.
No, that's his real name. His first name is General.
Okay.
His middle name is Axel. His last name is Booty. General Axel Booty.
You're telling me this dude could have been going by Axel and Booty the whole time?
The nephew of John David Booty.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, John David Booty's way older, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
Booty is 39.
Oh,
geez. This guy's 22.
Yeah, okay, that makes way more sense.
They're not related to Jim Bob Cooter, though, right?
Thank you, Ted. The Booties and the Cooters, very different families.
They are related, though, to Hugh G. Rection. My guy.
I believe all of those are related.
He was a general.
General Rection.
General Rection. Yeah, he was a general, but his full name was Hugh, H-U-E.
Yes.
Middle initial G. Last name, Rection.
I thought his middle name was Durr. General Durr Action. No?
No, that's not
okay.
Good.
Okay, sorry.
But there's only one direction.
Oh, that's right. I knew that.
Rubber band.
Stupid.
Fat Boy Food Tap. Next, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident on the left shoulder of southbound at 270 on the east outer belt at East Broad Street, causing some delay. And we also have a crash on westbound 70's off-ramp to the 71 east split, and that's on the east side. This report is sponsored by Zeebart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Zeebart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Zeebart undercoating, Rhino lining spray on bed liners, and Zeebart window tint. Zeebart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Vote now for your favorite original song. We played them all again.
Do we have clips from them or anything?
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, anyway.
Probably not.
go back in your memory bank then.
Well, if you've heard them, you've heard them. So we are getting some votes on these. You can tweet at manandbone971, or you can call the burner phone.
Text the burner phone. Do not call it.
Why did I say call?
I don't know. 614-787-3093. Do not call.
Text. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093.
Bone and I are eating key lime pie.
We are, thanks to our listener, Emma Watson's bottom half, who actually asked us to give a review of the key lime pie. Actually, I take that back. Asked us to give a review of the pecan chocolate chip pie.
Yeah, we haven't eaten that yet.
Which we did not eat. We are eating the key lime pie today. And actually, we almost forgot today, Mike, to eat the key lime pie. Because we had talked about it all week. We said on Friday we're going to do the key lime pie. You brought in a brilliant charcuterie board today of fresh meats, cheese, bread.
Mm.
It was amazing. It was delicious. So Fish, thankfully, who is our program director and also one of us when it comes to the Fat Boys, he said about like half an hour ago, hey, whatever happened to that pie? Are we eating that pie today?
No. He sheepishly came in here. And normally he's got something like breaking news to say or the station's off the air, something. And he just says, oh, I'm sorry. Was I mistaken? I thought there was pie.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot to take it out of the freezer. Mm-hmm. So then we take it out 25 minutes later, 20 minutes later. It's cold, but it's thawed, and it's spectacular.
Yeah, that's, and you know what? You had told me a while ago, because you bought one of these before for the show, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. This is the pie that is like $100 from Joe's Stone Crab.
That's right.
And I had mocked you at the time and said, there's no value. I can get a pie for $10 that I will enjoy as much as a pie that's $100.
And?
I stand by the fact that I will enjoy the $10 pie very much. I understand the level of quality of this thing. It is above and beyond any other pie I've had. I don't know if it's worth $100.
I'm not saying it's an everyday pie.
It's incredible.
You know, and we probably wouldn't have purchased another one so quickly, but it was gifted to us. So how rude would we be not to eat it and enjoy it?
Oh, go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, you go. I was going to tell you some votes real quick.
Go ahead.
We have got this one from Marshall, who says, "My guys is freaking fantastic." The song. Not you two dopes.
The ska song.
Yes, the ska song. He liked that. I've also seen that Jen Winters has said she wants you to vote for My Guys. She thinks it's the best. And there's a dance video that she's posted.
Oh.
Of her and, I don't remember what her nickname is on our show. Lulu. Who is one of the Paige is what her real name is, for whatever it's worth. I don't think she likes the nickname Lulu.
She does.
No, she doesn't.
She's got glossy 8x10s that she's autographing Lulu.
You should probably ask her if she likes it. I don't think she does. Anyway, Paige/Lulu is dancing around to the ska song. And so they have a video of that she's posted. You can go follow Jen Winters at JenWinters971. And you can see the video there. We also have... Oh, Todd says in Pittsburgh, they call rubber bands gum bands. Don't know where the hell they got that from, but maybe that's what you should do. Start calling them gum bands. Instead of rubber bands.
Any other votes?
Yeah. Back to the Post says, I'd like to vote for Ryan Day. The song, Ryan Day. Ryan Day is the song.
Not actually Ryan Day.
No.
No one's voting for him.
No.
Unless you're Gene Smith.
Well.
Until he wins a game against Michigan again.
Max says, whoever the band was that did My Guys for Man and Bone, epic. All right, so he likes My Guys.
All right, keep them coming. Vote at Man and Bone 971. Text us 614-787-3093. Fat Boy Food, yeah.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip. This is dumb. I quit.
So McDonald's is back in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Their revenues didn't hit exactly what they were supposed to, and so the stock went down a little bit this week, and they said, yeah, we're going to have to focus on value and perhaps some more specials and extras coming to the app. All right. They also are saying that a bigger burger is coming this year.
Bigger burger.
They are not giving any specifics of what this burger has or how big it is, but they said they're going to test it in certain stores because they want to make sure it has that mass appeal that everybody's looking for. But apparently it's supposed to be a big, big burger.
Now, I know what they mean is probably they're going to go with a slightly bigger patty of some kind. And I hope they do. That sounds great. But just I would like one of these fast food chains to surprise us when they say we're going to debut a bigger burger. And they go, all right, how big is the patty? They go 10 pounds.
I don't think you're going to get 10 pounds.
Well, I'm just saying, wouldn't that get a line out the door of people saying we could all eat this for a week? This is great.
Now, the big and tasty, when that was still banging, that was a third of a pound, right?
I think you're right. Yeah. That was kind of
more than the quarter pound.
One of the selling points was that it was the biggest patty they had.
Right. Obviously, that's gone.
What is the one that you, the Daily Double?
Daily Double is just the regular hamburger patties.
Oh, okay. What's on that?
Yes, the smallest patties.
All right. I gotta go still try that one.
Two patties, cheese, one slice of cheese, tomato,
yeah,
shredded lettuce, slivered onions, and mayonnaise.
Beautiful. Yeah, I gotta go do that. I'm missing out. That's right up my alley.
And I want to say it's like $3.50, yeah, something like that.
Well, you know what? Those are all ingredients I can get behind. That all sounds very good. I do have a Fat Boy food tip slash maybe someone that puts us to shame on Fat Boy food tip.
Who?
This would be a man by the name of Kenny Wilds. I saw this interview in The Guardian, which I read every day, as I know plenty of people do. He grew up in the 90s in Connecticut, where his dad owned a pizza place until he was 3 years old. He said, I still have this old restaurant sign in my garage. But then here's the sentence that got me. Every day for the last 6 years, I've eaten pizza.
Nice.
Sometimes it might just be a slice, but most days I will get through a whole pie. My favorite is a classic American deep pan pepperoni. I also love tomato and cheese on a nice thick crust, so plain margarita will never go amiss. I used to work for a company that looks after heating and cooling systems. My colleague and I would be on the road all day, and the quickest thing for me to grab to eat was a pizza. One day he said, I bet you couldn't eat it every day for a week. I rose to the challenge with ease. He then extended the bet to a month. By the end, I felt I could go for longer. So he set up a social media account to document his experience. He said everything from a peanut butter and bacon pie to a beefaroni pizza, a caviar pizza. He also said that despite all the weird combos he's had, he is confident in stating that pineapple definitely does not go on pizza. He is not a fan of that. But he said during Thanksgiving, he'll drive to a casino to get a slice because they're always open. And he'll buy enough pizza on Christmas Eve so there's leftovers for Christmas Day. So even on holidays, he's going to do that. On our wedding day, my wife and I ordered cheese pizza for guests at the end of the evening so he could have his slice. So
that's I admire the dedication.
Yeah.
He is aware that frozen pizza exists, though.
Well, that's
right?
See, that's the thing. If you're going to say, I love pizza of all kinds.
It's like I'm going to the casino to get a prosciutto in the oven or something.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's pizza.
But I wonder, is he the type of guy who's like, that's not a real pizza. That's a frozen pizza. Now, that's where I'm just going to differ with the people who say, I'm a real pizza fan. It's like, well, you know what I'm a fan of? I'm a fan of a pizza bagel. I'm a fan of, like, if you take I'm not saying it's the best, but you take a tortilla and crisp that up, and then you put some tomato sauce and mozzarella and broil that for a couple seconds. It's not pizza, but it's pizza adjacent. I'm saying if you're that dead, if you love pizza, if you love that idea, anything near a pizza is good, but a frozen pizza definitely qualifies. So if this guy is I only get a fresh pie.
I'm sure they're making good fresh pies at the casino on Thanksgiving, too. They got the pizza.
Definitely not frozen pizzas that they've just cooked in some cases.
No, of course not.
Maybe at some casinos. There's one I know that doesn't do that. I actually don't know if they do it or not.
I don't know.
I'm not a check. I don't know if I don't know. I don't know.
Don't write a check.
I don't know that. I'm just kidding.
You can't cash?
I don't know.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan has thoughts on things that Bone cares about. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You should know there's an accident blocking the right lane on eastbound 70 on the west side after West Broad Street. Crews are on scene there. And we have a 10-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and Cook Road. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward, like banners, flyers, signs, and catalogs, some even same day. And now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Offer ends 6/1. Visit staples.com/print for details. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Happy to be wrong, which is good, because they're always wrong. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Friday, Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools at manandbone971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093 and vote for your favorite original song.
We have had a few people voting of late, and it looks like it's getting down to, as so far what I've seen is there's two songs that have emerged as the clear favorite.
Okay.
One is Ryan Day.
Okay.
Emma Watson's bottom half said, I'm a closet EDM fan. You know what EDM is? Joey Bosa music.
Electronic dance music.
There you go. Said, I love Ryan Day, the song. I don't know how he feels about the actual coach, but Ryan Day, the song, he's a fan of. Meanwhile, Andy says, my guys, ska song gets my vote, not even close, the My Guys song. What I've seen is there are a lot of people voting for Ryan Day. There are a lot of people voting for the ska song. The people voting for the ska song are basically, their attitude tends to be, if anyone voted for any other song, they are idiots and need to be thrown into a volcano.
Right.
So there's like the Ryan Day people are like, I kind of like that one a little. I think that one's the best.
That's all right. I admire the passion.
The My Guys people are like, if you vote for any other song, I hope you go to jail. Like they're very passionate about the song they're rooting for. So you can vote if you miss these songs. They're on. You can hear some of them throughout the podcast. I guess you can't vote because we don't want you to go listen to the podcast right now. We want you to stay listening to us.
That's right.
Well, we played them earlier, so figure it out.
That's right. Figure it out.
Well, your answer was get a hold of us to vote.
Yeah, scream out the window. We'll hear you.
Okay, great.
Are your speakers fixed in there, Teddy, or are they still broken?
They're still broken.
Oh, okay. No. Looks like they're working hard in there, though.
Well, people have been popping in and out.
Only one person knows how to fix it, and he was on his way home. So
I see.
Once he gets home, then we'll get him fixed.
Okay.
Well, then he can fix him from home?
He can diagnose it from there, and then if like we need to maybe unplug something and plug it back in, then you know we can take care of that from here.
I see. Go. All right. Yeah. Michael Jordan is very passionate about NASCAR.
Yeah.
And he says if this particular thing continues to happen, it will ruin the sport.
Yeah. So Michael Jordan, among other car owners in NASCAR, he is a car owner along with Denny Hamlin, who's a current driver. But he and Michael Jordan have owned 2311 Racing since 2021. So they are of the opinion. There's this thing that NASCAR did a few years ago called the charter system. For years and years and years, what happened was you just could bring a car to a track. You could run the races. And if you qualified for enough races, then the next year you would get what they called owner's points. And they would allow you to then, let's say the Daytona 500, your car wasn't fast enough to qualify. You could have owner's points that from the last year or the last couple years that said, hey, even though this car didn't qualify on speed, it's still going to get into the race because this person is involved in the sport. They've paid a lot of money and their cars usually do pretty well. So we trust their track record. We're going to let them into the race. Hello?
Yeah. Kind of just like buying your way in, right?
Well, that's what the charter system now is, right? So the old system was you just show up enough and eventually it's like you earn your way in with points. What the ownership now has wanted since the last 5 years, they're saying we invest $20-30 million per team sometimes into these cars. Maybe it's a little less now, but we put a ton of money into this. You can't tell us that we're going to miss a race or we're not going to be able to go this season because we didn't qualify for enough races. We have to be able to go to our sponsors and say, we're in. We are in for every race. You're locked in if you sponsor us. So that's what makes the money flow. So they wanted these charters, and that's allowed them basically to have a team that is guaranteed a spot. And they are, I believe there was some money exchanged for that to initially happen. But the idea is going forward, just like in Major League Baseball, just like in the NBA, if you wanted to show up with a basketball team and say, hi, we play professional basketball, we want to be in the NBA, well, that's great, too bad. You have to buy a franchise, either an expansion one or one of the ones that exist. NASCAR and the owners now are saying, that's what we want. We want a permanent solution where we own these teams, we own these franchises, the charters, and we would like to keep that money with us so that if we decide one day to get out of this business, we can sell our team and our charters and even the sponsorships that go with them to someone else. And then that person now knows when they buy it, I'm guaranteed to run in all these races. So they get to, just like in the NBA, if you buy the Milwaukee Bucks, you know you're going to have 82 games.
Right.
It's not up in the air. So Michael Jordan said, if you had permanent charters, you could create a revenue stream either with new investors or different types of sponsorships that would subsidize the type of variance between ownership and the league. It's a big miss right there. If you don't correct that, the sport's going to die, not because of the competition aspect, but because economically it doesn't make sense for business people. So he is saying he wants the permanent charter system to be a thing. NASCAR, as of right now, says they have the right to revoke a charter because they don't think that it's up to standard. So if they just feel like your team is not very good, they can say, hey, next year, you're not welcome back. Well, if you've invested $30 million into
this, I kind of understand both sides of it. Yeah. I'm not saying that I understand which one is better, but I kind of sometimes wish that other leagues would do the same thing. It was like, hey, you've been terrible for 15 years. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I think that would make a lot of sense. The problem is this, for me in NASCAR, if you have one team that's really, really bad, it doesn't affect the competition, you know, because every race involves like all 40 cars are out there, all 35 cars. They're all out there every time. So if one or two of them kind of struggle in a year, that doesn't mean your race is going to suck because you're still going to have the top 20 guys. They're all going to be going in the NBA. Let's say if one of your franchises is struggling like that, everybody has to play that team, but only plays them once or twice a year. That's very different to me. I feel like NASCAR should, I can understand why these car owners are saying, hey, if we have a down year, NASCAR shouldn't be able to come in and just kick us out.
Yeah. Jake Diebler getting some more help today. Details coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll find a 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. And be aware of an accident on the right shoulder of westbound North Broadway before Olentangy River Road. This report is sponsored by COSI, Center of Science and Industry. Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Don't miss Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition, now open at COSI, featuring over 200 authentic artifacts, room recreations, and more. Tickets on sale now. Book your voyage at COSI.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Your undisputed leader in talking about nothing. This is Man and Bone.
Hey. Did I do a podcast already today?
I don't think so.
All right, let's do it anyway. Subscribe to the podcast. It is available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. We have been releasing original music all week. Our first song was called Ryan Day. That was on Tuesday. Our second song was called Cursed Ice, about the Blue Jackets. That was on Wednesday. Yesterday was a song called My Guys, a ska-inspired song. And today was Common Man's Rubber Band, the Bluegrass Ditty.
Look at you saying it the right way now.
Just do what you I can for
he
you.
Said, he said rubber band.
Just we like do. We do have a winner.
Oh, we do?
We do have a winner.
Keep on my stereo, hosting a crappy version of the sports show. They spend their time talking about food, playing fun sounds, and acting crude. Check Primer and the Yahoo Dogs, then there's the Quick with the football blog. Spending time talking about the Buckeyes, only when they're not eating French fries. They're my guys, always my guys. They're my guys, always my guys. Tries to keep them in line, talking about sex with the egg wine. Husky dudes being quirky, talent being no worthy. Paul Keel saying, excuse me, Timmy Hall is acting creepy. Common Man is a miserable dope, while he washes out his mouth with soap. They're my guys, always my guys. Them are fat and lazy. Common Man is totally crazy. Don't let the Metro Park looking for birds. Jen Witness throwing out the F word. Ric Flair went to North Korea. Common Man is gonorrhea. Always an annoying yell. Listen or you'll go to hell.
So that's the winner. Congratulations to all of you who voted for that.
I'll get
$1 million.
I like it.
The other songs don't go away either. Jen's making a playlist. You can listen to all of them. And we have some new stuff cooking up for next week. How about that?
I'm excited about it. I already know one of the songs for next week.
What is it?
I think I know one of the songs for next week. Don't we have one in the hopper?
Oh, we have one in the hopper. You want to do that next week?
I think so.
Okay. Fine with me.
Okay.
You know I like it.
I do.
You know I like it. What did I tease for you? Oh, Jake Diebler getting some help today. Another transfer portal guy, former Duke power forward, Sean Stewart is his name. Now, he was a freshman last year, didn't play a ton, but he is like, he was 6'9", this guy?
Yeah.
Sort of powerful guy, five-star guy coming out of high school. I mean, Duke was interested in him.
I mean, he was on Duke's team. Right.
There's a reason why he was a five-star guy. So Aaron Bradshaw comes in a couple weeks back. He's a 7'1 guy, former five-star guy. Didn't play a ton at Kentucky, expected to play much more this season. It's sort of the same story with Sean Stewart. So now that leaves Ohio State with one scholarship left. And Teddy and I were talking about this for the show that, you know, who's going to shoot the three on this team? Maybe you go out and get somebody who's a dead-eye three-point specialist. But from everything we've heard, they're looking for another big guy. They want to get bigger.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this certainly helps them in that regard. Sean Stewart seems like the type of player that, you know, you could have him with more minutes. He only, his numbers, when you look at it just for what he actually did, 2.6 points per game, 3.2 rebounds per game, also only played in 8.5 minutes per game.
So yeah, he was a freshman trying to earn playing time.
I saw that 11 Warriors extrapolated those numbers out to per 40-minute statistics, which, again, most college basketball players don't play 40 minutes. But then that turns into 12.5 points a game and 15 rebounds a game.
Sign me up.
Yeah, I mean, if you got like 10 and 10, you know what I mean? 8 and 10, something like that. And clearly a guy who could probably help you out a bit on the defensive side of things. He also, per 100 possessions, would be at 18.9 points per game and 22 boards, or not per game, but per 100 possessions. Those are better numbers than what Felix was doing. So I'm not trying to rip him or anything, but it's a question of playing time. And when you have a star-studded roster like Duke does and like a lot of these other schools do, yeah, you're going to have guys who are probably decent players who may not break in right away. They've got some guys that are going to the NBA. Right away is not the same as cannot play at all in college basketball and is not that good. I like this as an addition for Ohio State. I think Diebler's realizing, and probably Ohio State knew this from the get-go, you're not going to get a bunch of transfers in who are going to be like instant 20-point-a-game guys who are just going to go to the NBA. You're going to need to build and grow players who probably had thought, if everything broke the right way, maybe I'm an NBA guy after a year, but it hasn't. So now you kind of rehab that thought process into maybe you stick around a couple more years. We win a bunch of college basketball games, maybe go to the tourney and do some damage. And then you build your rep enough to get to the NBA based on the stuff you learn here. Not a bad plan if you're not going to get like all five stars all the time, even though I hope that Ohio State recruiting can also do some of that.
No, I know. And I don't think this is a bad get. I wish they would go out and get a little bit more outside shooting. You know, well, I think that the internal thinking is, well, if we can get a little bit more from Bruce, if we can get a little bit more from Michi from the outside, that's great. I'm always leery about asking guys, like your team depends on guys coming in and doing more. You know, I'd love to have that specialist.
Yes, that I guy. Agree with you.
And there have been guys in this portal. I don't know if they've gone after him or not, but there have been those 3-point specialist guys in this portal. They've all found new homes.
Now, I do agree, though, with the idea that as much as I like having a specialist, I don't want to get into who was the guy from West Virginia that we had a couple years ago who did nothing. Remember what I'm talking
from
about?
West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia transfer, like had blondish hair. God, it was his name.
Della Valle, like, is that you're talking about?
No, not Amadeo Della Valle. This was more recent, like just a year or two ago. Sean something. I think maybe his name was Sean too. Why am I blanking on this dude? I'll remember it in
Sean
a second.
McNeil?
Sean McNeil. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, see how forgettable he is?
Yeah, he was so useless. I forgot completely.
But I remember
about him.
when they brought him in, it was like, this guy's like a 3-point specialist. He'll come in and do that. And then he had maybe a game or two where I think he went off and got like more than one or two threes. But that's not what you want, because he was almost completely useless otherwise on the floor. No offense to him. He just didn't offer you a lot other than that. And it was like a 4-on-5 defensively when you put him out there. I don't want to see that happen either, right? So I understand what you're saying of it's not great to just look at, well, if everyone improves, then we'll be awesome. Improvement's not guaranteed. But also, I don't want to waste a spot on someone who it's like, well, if he hasn't been picked up yet, it might be because that's pretty much he is a 3-and no D kind of guy. Doesn't even really give you anything defensively. So at this point now, you got to hope that some of the development happens internally, I think.
Lakers fired their coach today. Who's their coach?
Darvin Ham.
Yeah, he's dead. There are thoughts that J.J. Redick is a real candidate to be the next Lakers coach. I want to get your take on this because, look, I am the novice when it comes to the current NBA product. But here's what I know of J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
Knows his stuff, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Had a nice NBA career. Friends with LeBron, clearly.
Clearly. And they're doing a podcast together now that is called We Know More Than You When It Comes to Basketball.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you said that, because I flipped it on just to sort of get a feel for what this podcast was, because I've seen J.J. Redick on TV and he wasn't necessarily my cup of tea, but I said maybe there's a couple other layers to him on this podcast. And so I listened to the podcast and the entire thing just reads condescending to me from him.
Yeah.
Where it's almost like he resents that people are listening to him because he knows so much more about basketball than you.
Right. I've listened to a decent number of, because a lot of NBA players now are doing the podcast thing. I will say, I think it's called Podcast P with Paul George. If you've not listened to that one, they do a pretty good job because he can explain the game well, but he's also like, they have enough fun where it's not like, I'm going to lecture you about how dumb you are. But if you really love basketball, that one's a good example of how it can be done by an NBA player. J.J. Redick, when I hear him talk, and LeBron to a degree too, they both kind of have this attitude of, can you believe people think that when you set a screen, the goal is to like hit the other player and move him off the ball? And it's like, that's just like the first of like 3 things we need to happen off a screen. They're talking about basketball at a high level IQ, and I get it. But I also understand that if I'm trying to listen to it, J.J. Redick played for, 15 years or whatever it was? A long time. LeBron's played for longer than that. Those guys forgot more about basketball than I'll ever know. It is very tough to listen to if you just want to learn about the game or if you want to feel like you're a part of the club.
But isn't that the whole point?
I would think so.
I mean, if that's what J.J. Redick wants to be, then just be like a roving instructor that goes around and teaches hardcore basketball to people. You are doing a podcast, I would guess, to get the public to want to listen to you.
Well, that's the conspiracy theory, right? Is that he's not doing the podcast to get anybody to listen to him per se.
He just wants LeBron to listen to him?
Well, he wants to get in LeBron's good graces, and what do you know? A coach that was coaching the Lakers, and you could say Darvin Ham, not that good of a coach. I can understand that. But the idea that LeBron is like angling to get J.J. Redick in the
door. LeBron didn't do that. He's just a basketball player. Because every time there's a coaching change in his career, he just sort of, I don't know.
I'm just a guy.
They don't talk to me about this stuff.
Yeah. That's
your son's coaching the team now, LeBron. Well, they thought he was the best guy for the job, but I really didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, I don't know that J.J. Redick is a serious candidate for the Lakers job. I think that would be that. Look, if that happens, it's the clearest example yet of exactly what you're talking about. Like there would be nowhere else for LeBron to hide on that one and say, no, I'm not involved. We know he is, but if J.J. Redick gets this job, it'll be the clearest example. As much as J.J. Redick, I think you're right. He knows a lot about basketball, and maybe roving instructor who's just talking about high level basketball, that's kind of what NBA coaches are. So maybe it would work out for him to be an NBA coach someday. If I'm the Lakers, if I'm a Lakers fan, I'm saying, I need to know that someone can get two of the greatest players in the league right now in AD and LeBron, get that talent together and get them firing on all cylinders so you have another chance to try to make a run at a title. But that's going to be very difficult.
Guys, I have absolutely no say over what goes on this team. LeBron, J.J. Redick's the head coach, and you drafted Bronny in the first round.
Also, the logo has changed from the Lakers to the LeBrons. It actually says LeBrons now. They are the LeBron girls, not the Laker girls. I don't know if you're aware of that. That seems like maybe, I don't know. Hey, I'm not an artist. I didn't change that.
Travis Kelce can't get a Pottery Barn catalog anymore. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You should watch out for an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 315 at 670 West, causing some holdup, and expect a 10-minute delay due to some stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by Dell Technologies. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Dell Technologies and Intel are pushing what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Come for the obesity, stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Matter of fact, I've written a little poem here for you.
Oh, okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Pee-pee no worky, I need some help. Please call my guys at Tri-State Men's Health.
I like them. I mean, that's good.
Something. I can sing it too. Pee-pee no worky, I need some help. Please call my guys at Tri-State Men's Health.
Wow. I didn't know we were going to get a song.
No, I'm just saying.
It's a limerick and then it turns into a song, Teddy. It's beautiful.
You pay me enough money, I'll do anything.
I know.
If you have a limp noodle down there and need some assistance, it's not the term they want me to use, but I'm going to use it anyway. My guys at Tri-State Men's Health have all the treatments that work when the pills or herbals fail. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%, and some treatments can have you lasting an hour or more. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com. But if you call, you have to sing that little limerick.
I don't think you do.
Pee-pee no worky, I need some help. And then they'll finish it. Good thing you called us at Tri-State Men's Health.
I don't think they, I got to tell you, I think all that sounds like that. That won't happen at the end there. They're not going to sing it for you.
Yeah.
Just telling you.
Joking. Travis Kelce is dating Taylor Swift. So he's got a podcast with his brother, the New Heights podcast. And Travis Kelce said he had to call the post office and tell them to stop delivering mail to his house.
I don't. What?
Well, he says people just send him stuff now.
Oh, well,
he said the one thing you don't realize that when somebody posts your house online, everybody now has your address and people just send stuff to your house. So I literally stopped getting mail to my house. I had to stop. I had to literally tell the post office and everybody to like stop bringing stuff to my house. Anything sent to my house, send right back to the sender. So anybody that's sending random blank to my house, it's not getting to me.
Wow.
So I guess the Swifties are sending gifts or cards or.
Well,
frozen pizzas? I don't know.
I'm sure there are people who feel genuinely and think if I send him something, he'll probably throw out all the other stuff, but he'll read my note and say, oh, that's so touching. I've got to share that with T Swizzle.
Right. Whatever.
What are we calling her? Tay Tay? Mother? I don't know.
Tay Tay Mother?
No, Tay Tay. I don't know if it's Tay Tay. Mother is definitely one they're calling. They call her Mother.
They do?
The Swifties. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a thing. Okay. I'm not. I'm just telling you what I know.
All right.
I know that they call her mother.
To each their own.
Mother of dragons or what? What's going on?
No. Just mother. Like she's the Swifties follow her. So she's like the.
What comes after mother?
What do you mean? What comes after? Like first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes someone in a baby carriage. Is that what you're saying?
She's the mother of something then.
I don't know, Ted.
Of all the Swifties, Ted.
Okay.
Come on.
I'm slow on this. I don't know what's going on here.
I'm not getting it at all. But yeah, I will say that his reaction, Travis Kelce's rather reaction to people don't know this, but when your address is posted online, everyone knows where you live. No, that's exactly the thought I would have had.
Yeah.
That was not like, oh, wow, tell me more. I didn't know that. If I were in his situation and someone posted my address online, I would consider moving, which I'm not saying he should. I'm saying that's how much I would say, oh no, that's awful. Now everyone will send stuff to this address, stuff that I don't need or want. And that's going to be a real hassle when I'm just trying to get like, I don't know, a wedding announcement from a cousin or something that I'm actually kind of maybe interested in.
That's- Honey, that's our seventh singing telegram of the day.
Right. That would be my first fear. When they say, oh, your address has been leaked online. Yeah, I would be very worried about that if I were dating Taylor Swift.
Why are these barbershop quartets on the lawn?
I don't get it.
I saw this today. I thought it was interesting. So Major League Baseball, you know, they're always trying to figure out who their fans are. What age are they? What are they interested in? Stuff like that. Rob Manfred, who I think is largely a dope. Mm-hmm. When he came in to be the commissioner, his number one goal was to make baseball more accessible and bring down the average age of their consumer. Okay?
Okay.
I'm sure every business owner, CEO of Name Your Product is trying to bring down the average age of their consumer. Because that means you have them at a younger age and presumably they stick with you as they get older and make more money.
Right.
This is from Major League Baseball. Viewership for fans age 18 to 24 on MLB TV was up 11% in 2023. The average age of a Major League MLB TV viewer has dropped 4 years from 48 to 44 since 2018.
All right.
So this is just the people who use MLB.TV. Playfly Sports' audience data shows that Major League Baseball and the NFL have nearly identical audience makeups with 51% of their viewers under 44. Now, that's not saying that Major League Baseball has the same number of those people.
Right, but that's something that everyone in the business, whether it's advertisers, media, moguls, and everybody in between, they're wanting to know, is your audience going to last
whatever you're doing now, is it sustainable long term?
Right.
And if it's getting younger, theoretically it is, because then the idea is, well, that audience at a younger age will stick with you because they'll have found you, they like you, and they have more years where they're going to be in a window where they will pay attention to sports.
Yeah, and we do that here. We want to get you as a teenager on this show.
Well, sure.
So then hopefully you join us and continue to join us through adulthood.
Yeah, we very much would like that if that's the case. But so what would not be viewed as a positive necessarily for most of the, you know, sports world at least, is if they said, yeah, our audience has gone from 48 to 54 is the average age.
Yeah.
That would signify that you're not getting younger viewers, and the viewers that you are keeping, they're aging out. And soon enough, you're not going to have as many people who are just in a life place where they're going to say, yeah, I'm going to sit down and watch sports all the time. You know, that's just not something that typically happens.
The average age of newly created accounts in Major League Baseball's fan database has fallen by more than 7 years, from 43.4 to 36.2 since 2019. And the average age of active users in that database, i.e. buying a ticket or making a purchase with the MLB shop or streaming a game, has fallen by 1.4 years from 43.0 to 41.6 in that same time frame.
Yeah, I mean, if you're continuing to hit metrics that look similar to the NFL, even if the overall number of people isn't the same, that's largely a good thing, right? For Major League Baseball, signifies that the changes that have been made have helped in some way.
The median age of a Major League Baseball ticket buyer has dropped 6 years from 51 to 45 just since 2019, with a 9.8% increase in ticket buyers ages 18 to 35.
Interesting.
So they're seeing the metrics they want. You know, I guess there's a couple different ways you can look at that. I'm sure it's not just one thing. They've worked hard to try and get youth participation in baseball up. And according to these numbers, more young kids are playing baseball. So logic says if they're going to play it, they're also going to be more interested in watching or attending. So that's one thing. They wanted to step up marketing. I don't know whether they did that or not. That's up to you. And they wanted to concentrate on pace of play.
All right.
Which they've done.
Yeah, I think the marketing for baseball has improved. I do think some of those other things, like you talked about with youth sports, are improved. But there is no doubt in my mind that the fact that the game is moving a little quicker now, and that everyone has been forced to adjust to a quicker pace of play, you just feel like as you're watching a game, if you can watch it for 35 minutes on average, you know, once or twice a week, chances are you're going to see more action in those 35 minutes now than you were going to see 5 or 10 years ago. So that's
35 minutes gets you a half inning usually.
Well, what I mean is, like,
3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. Now there's a chance you're going to see a few things happen that make you go, this is interesting, this is entertaining, I feel satisfied, I enjoy this. And that, let alone if you're sticking around for the whole game, then that ends quicker. But we always think about it in terms of how long does the whole game take.
Right.
Not everybody watches a whole game, but what they do watch needs to be entertaining.
Tool of the week is next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll find a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. And be aware of an accident that's blocking the left lane on westbound 70 on the east side after Kelton Avenue. This report is sponsored by COSI, Center of Science and Industry. Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Don't miss Titanic, the artifact exhibition, now open at COSI, featuring over 200 authentic artifacts, room recreations, and more. Tickets on sale now. Book your voyage at cosi.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Tool of the Week.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
Amateur hour.
Wow.
Jesus. The best tool, according to us, gets a $50 gift card to the Walrus. The Walrus, your downtown home for sports with 24 mega TVs.
Mike, we're going to start off with I don't know why people go up with these names.
I do.
Mike's underage girlfriend.
Oh, okay. I did have one once upon a time.
He said, my horse member admirers.
I got bronchitis.
My tool of the week is my lawn / Ohio weather. Why do I have to mow already? I need it to stop raining and just be hot so I can stay in my air conditioning. I'm hoping it gets hot enough and doesn't grow. I'm guessing that person is going to be your tool of the week.
That's all right.
Because you feel the opposite of
brown
that.
Is fun.
Yeah. A Burner says, my Baja Blasters.
Flacco, my Cracko.
My tool of the week is a fan staffer that rhymes with Beto. He lives on my mail route, and I urinate on his mail daily.
Oh, wow.
GTH. Wow. All right.
You probably would take that as a compliment.
Sure
that
enough.
You care enough
yeah,
to urinate right. on his mail.
Emma Watson's bottom
just
half.
Just collection notices anyway.
That's right. Emma Watson's bottom half says, my pie crushers.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Ted. You suck.
That's another one for you, buddy. My tool of the week is common man. Dude, realtor is pronounced realtor, not realador. You sound like George W. Bush pronouncing nuclear as nuclear. GTH, no more pies for you.
Realtor.
Yeah, I don't even say he's saying realtor, not realador. I don't even know that I don't even know what we're talking. I don't even know how to say realtor. I still
realtor.
Don't, my brother is a realtor, and I don't know how to say realtor.
Realtor.
Yeah, that's how I would say it. Realtor.
All right.
Real.
Don't correct my English, Canada boy.
There you go. Unknown Stuntman says, my rear to front wipers.
Bleh!
That didn't work. My tool of the week is DoorDash driver who decided to take a 30-minute detour to my house and delivered cold Wendy's to me. The app has GPS, you... asshat. That's right. The app has GPS, you asshat. I know where you went after Wendy's.
Oh, why... Oh, what are you doing? Tracking him down and killing him?
Don't track him
also,
down.
Also, Wendy's has a window. It's very accessible to you. Go get it.
But if you don't feel like going out, maybe you don't want to leave your house. You're in your soft clothes and you're like, I'm not hopping in the car.
What, you got to put on your tuxedo to get in the car
that's
and
right.
go through the drive-thru?
Yeah, that's right. Quentin says, my guys.
You need a Hummer?
My tool of the week is KFC for only offering their perfume for purchase in the UK. My wife, Dr. Abby, is irate we cannot get it. Who doesn't want to smell like fried chicken all the time? GTH KFC. So Quentin, I didn't know Quentin was hooked up with Dr. Abby there, but let him live. Your guy Duff says, my guys.
They're all going to laugh at you.
Tool of the week is my tool. Woke up after the Crew game and pee-pee no stop working.
Oh.
Called Tri-State Men's Health Clinic for help. They said they don't normally assist with tool softener. But the helpful doc asked me if I knew who was running the CBJ draft team, and now I'm back to normal.
That's right. That's what they do. Is they just send you a little printout
well, yeah,
of the Blue Jackets standings.
Right.
And then it just flops right on down.
Their job is not to like help you if it's like it's working perfectly. They're like, well, then our job is done here. They never really deal with that. Phil, my Buckeyes, says, my guys.
Hey, it's Chops.
My tools of the week are the guys who made four awesome original songs and are asking fans to pick just one of them as the best. Imagine choosing between Bluebell Cookie Two-Step, Ben & Jerry's Strawberry Cheesecake, and Ben & Jerry's Lights Caramel Action Ice Creams. Hashtag GTH. I've not had any of those.
Well, the good news is the songs aren't going away. They'll be there for you. Don't worry about it.
Have you had any of those?
Yes.
Bluebell Cookie Two-Step? What's
I've
that?
Had all of them.
Oh, my. I didn't.
I love my cream.
I got to up my ice cream game.
Love it.
Brad says, my fat boy food tippers.
Excuse me.
Tip.
My tool of the week is Alexi Lawless and his epically pooey takes. I can't say the word he used.
He drives me crazy.
GTH.
I don't like him.
Did you see the latest thing he said?
What's the latest thing he said? Hanging out with JJ Redick?
Yeah. He said... the greatest thing that ever happened to the Columbus Crew was the fact that Anthony Precourt stirred up all this drama because it got all the fans to actually give two craps about the team, and you ought to thank him and Don Garber for threatening to move the team. I mean, the guy just knows he's trolling fans. He knows what he's doing, but he doesn't know what he's doing because he sucks. Hubert says, my guys.
Hello, I've accidentally painted a gentleman's sausage on a storm drain.
My tool of the week is the rubber band. Listening to the first song, Pee-Pee started to worky. After the ska song yesterday, I needed to order new pants on Amazon. Please release a full album. And also, what kind of doctor do you call if PP has been worky for 72 hours?
Again, we call the Blue Jackets.
Hashtag Grammy. Oh, so that was a vote for Ryan Day, I guess, right?
Saying, he said he liked all of them.
Yeah, but he said after the ska song, he had to order new pants, but he said he liked the first song, Pee Pee Started Working. So. Yeah.
Well, he liked them all.
Okay. Curtis says, my guys.
She came up and kind of slapped it and touched it like that.
My tool of the week is myself because I don't know music genres like I thought. I thought ska was something completely different. Also, the My Guys was the best song you played this week.
Well, that's ska.
Yeah, I mean...
What did they think ska was?
Well, there are different versions of it. I mean, right? Like, there's new wave ska, there's third wave ska, there's all kinds of different versions of ska. But just like punk, there's hardcore punk, there's pop punk, there's a lot of stuff
in between.
There's all kinds of stuff. But it's all still in the punk vein. It's all right, Curtis. You're expanding your musical horizons with us, and we appreciate that. Michael says, my tool of the week is Man and Bone. How dare you make a song about the nationwide ice being cursed? Have you not seen the banner hanging from the sweep of Tampa Bay? Also, that organization is trying their hardest. And then he put in parentheses, please read with sarcasm. Thanks from Sacramento. Hey, thanks for listening,
thanks
Mike.
Thanks for listening. Enjoy your new baseball team next year.
There you go. Fartbot 6000 says, my belly button pee stains.
Oh, yeah!
I don't get the reference, but thank you. My tool of the week is the guy who said our new equipment at work looks... I don't know if I get... Well, you know what? Thanks for the tweet. I don't know if I can read this. Sorry.
I'm glad you started, though, Bone.
Well, I'm so
like
glad
Ron Burgundy here. You can skip one, you know?
I know. Well, I started reading it, and I'm like, I don't know. All right. Micah says, my guys. My tool of the week is the guy at Kroger that kindly handed off his cart to me, only for me to notice a huge brown spot on the back of his tan pants.
Oh, no.
The pants had been severely compromised. Then I realized my hands were pushing the cart that had been handled by the compromised pant man.
Maybe he just sat in a melted Tootsie Roll.
Sure. That could be.
Did he smell like poop?
Well, yeah, as you're like, thanks for the cart, and also, oof, sorry if I had gas, I'm not sure what's going on. And then you realize that's what the smell was. Downtown Dad says, my top 40 music makers.
The length of the cox is long.
My tool of the week is your friend and mine, Timmy Hall. You already had 3 hours on the show last Friday to do your ramblings. I love the nonsense, but the tool of the week segment is not the time to complain about Damon's. What did Tim do with Damon's?
I don't know. It's a whole week ago. I don't remember what he said.
Okay.
Rants about everything.
Yeah. Jared said, my majestic Esquire beaver queefs.
Twitters and twatters.
My tool is the city of Columbus. Why keep wasting that fourth lane on 670 if you ain't ever going to use it? Yeah, that one going out towards the east side from downtown.
Oh, the one that's
the like, carpool lane?
Flow traffic only where they open it up. Well, I mean, technically you can just get in it.
Can you?
It's got that red X. It's got the red X, but there's no gates on it. Just go ahead.
What are they going to do to you?
Pull you over? Say, sorry, didn't you see the red X that clearly indicates you're not supposed to be driving
in
this lane?
It's my first time here. I don't know what
to do. There you go.
I saw a lane. I just drove into the lane.
Yes, I saw a lane Bennis. And I said, I'm gonna drive over there.
Pick a winner.
Oh. Which one was I going to do? I had one.
Pick a winner.
Hold on. I'm getting there.
He made a joke look
look
like
at you.
A
pick a winner.
Okay, I'm trying.
And now he taunts you with his ring.
Still working here.
Jesus.
So far, hold on.
Trying to find the one.
What are we giving away again?
Time for you to walk the walk. A $50 gift card to the Walrus.
You know what? Fill my buck, guys. You get it for making the ice cream comparisons.
Right,
there you go.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Phil McCracken gets a $50 gift card to the Walrus.
Time to get rough.
Oh, man.
At any cost.
Singing with his own song. I like it.
Get a clue. Old cliche. Ryan Day. Can you
beat me? Maybe let them sing.
She's got the voice of an angel.
The voice of an angel.
She may or may not have recorded another song that kind of sounds like that.
Ooh.
That was called Pee Pee No Worky.
Oh.
She didn't quite nail that one.
Well,
I'm just saying, she gave it a good old college try.
But it didn't work out, huh?
Didn't work out.
You know what?
I blame myself as a songwriter. I don't blame her.
Oh,
I blame myself.
So she sang what you wrote.
Yeah, I just didn't give her the right material, the right energy.
You know what I say?
What?
Still fire her.
Oh, I murdered her.
Okay.
Yeah, she's dead.
Just find another singer.
She's
Come on.
Dead. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got slower traffic on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. And we have a 20-minute slowdown due to an accident blocking the left lane on northbound 71 on the north side at 5th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Timmy is vacationing, so the wonderful smelling like a meadow Ryan Baker is here.
Hi, guys.
Glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
You know, before we talk to you, I do have to tell you that Bone and I do all our banging.
We do.
At Hollywood Casino Columbus, specifically the 12,000-square-foot sports book that exists on their premises. Right there in the middle of the casino is this oasis where you can bet on games. You know, there's a horse race this weekend, right?
I've heard there is.
You know, I they say it's the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
Well, they don't know what I do with my sports.
Well,
but go ahead.
Okay, but I'm just saying, perhaps that's something you would check out at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Perhaps.
Food, drink, action.
You know what? I'm with you that sports book is like an oasis there. Where you're, I mean, again, if you like playing all the other table games and things, they've got that for you at Hollywood Casino. Everyone knows that. But if you're like me and Mike, we love our sports. And you go into the sports book, and it's like your area of gambling. It's the place that you feel most at home, or at least I do. That's where you want to go to do your banging. Hollywood Casino sports book, and of course, that is all at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's also a great place to pick up old ladies, if you'd like to do that.
You mean the outer rim, not the oasis.
No, the sports book, the old ladies don't go in there. But
no, but if you go to the penny slots.
Adjacent to the sports book is the slots.
Yeah.
And that's where they hang out.
Also a great place
randy.
To bang.
The slots?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, Baker.
You know, I've never understood, because I don't do slots. I don't know how that works. But I see these people just like, it's not like hitting the button once and then you wait for it to spin and then you kind of sit there for a minute and go, all right, so I won a little money or I lost a little money. It's like hit the button. 2 seconds later, hit the button. 2 seconds. I don't know how that works. How are you?
They're going quick.
Yeah, but
they put a bunch of credit. They put a bunch of credits in there. First of all, they put like $10 in there, but it's 5 cents a spin.
Oh yeah, you're right. That's right. But then what's the fun? Like the anticipation of did I win? No, you don't. You're just like hitting the button. Doesn't matter.
There are some people who say there is some method to that. They'll watch certain machines, and there's a certain time when to do it. I don't know, but
it's incredible. I
feel the machine. They're one with the machine.
I just like whichever ones give me free spins. That's what I
like. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Well, the Buckeyes got a big basketball transfer today, so we will talk about that a lot. Timmy was tweeting about it on the golf course. He's in California on the golf course. Beautiful scenery, and he can't help himself but tweet about Sean Stewart coming to Ohio State. We'll have Steve Hellwagon from Bucknuts on to talk about that and all things Buckeye hoops as well.
And Tyvus Powell with you tonight. Two hours?
No shorts today, and it is 2 hours for Tyvus.
Right.
I, of course, have shorts.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
The Back Page.
With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone. Ryan Baker, perma shorts. Like, the man is never not with shorts. He is always in shorts.
I may be in here Monday in pants, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because I have a showing to go to after, and I think instead of changing, I'm just going to wear the funeral pants in here, so. But I haven't decided yet.
A funeral?
Yeah, a show, yeah.
The show. I thought you were going to, like, show a house.
No, sorry.
I'm sorry.
I've always heard it called a showing, so.
All right, okay.
Well, some people,
let them live.
Well, you know,
not.
I guess.
We're sorry
to hear about that. Yes.
He's not a realtor.
Yeah, right. Or realtor? Realtor? We don't know how to say it.
Realtor.
We are sorry for your loss. Also, sometimes it is a viewing and sometimes it's a showing, right? Depending on how handsome or pretty you were, I guess. Maybe you're showing off. Who knows? So I saw that Patrick Beverley is now not welcome at ESPN, according to some reports. Apparently, after the game last night where the Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Pacers and that eliminated them from playoff contention, he was not happy. One of the things that happened during that game was he fired a ball into the stands at some Pacers fans.
Yeah, not a good look.
That's not good. I'm not sure what happened to prompt that, but still not a good look either way. Then after the game, there was a media scrum around him, clearly. One of the reporters there was a respected ESPN producer by the name of Melinda Adams. And apparently he asked Melinda Adams before the question started firing, he said, "Do you listen to my podcast? You subscribe to my podcast?" She said, "No." And he said, "Then you can't interview me." Then pushed her microphone away multiple times, telling her to leave the circle of reporters around his locker. So it wasn't like he was just by himself and said, "I don't want to talk." Everyone else was allowed in except for her. An ESPN spokesperson declined to comment about his future as guest appearances, but did say Melinda's a well-respected colleague and a true professional. She has our full support. So, that's not a great look for him. She did say that both Beverly and the team have reached out to apologize, as they should.
He then threw a ball in her face.
Right.
Have a great weekend. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. right here on The Fan is the finale of our weekend show. It's being canceled. On the air. On the podcast, it will live forever. But on the air, tomorrow is the last one. So call your friends. Mm-hmm. Wake grandma up from the crypt.
Is that where grandma lives?
Yes, she lives. Well, she's from the crypt? She's dead in the crypt.
Okay,
but she's happy that Baker is putting on pants to come show her.
Anything like for grandma.
View her, yeah.
Right. Have a good weekend. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident on westbound 70's off-ramp to 71 East Split on the east side to watch out for, and a 20-minute delay due to an accident blocking two left lanes on northbound 71 on the north side at 5th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, cool off with their new Summer Blizzard Treat menu. Try new Picnic Peach Cobbler or snag a perfect beach treat like their new Peanut Butter Cookie Dough Party. The new Summer Blizzard Treat menu is one you won't want to miss. Only at participating DQ locations. Happy taste good. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
This baseball action update is brought to you by Tipico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Reds are at home tonight against the Orioles, -107 for Cincinnati on the money line. Reds are at 16-15 on the year. The Guardians are also at home taking on the Angels. Cleveland is -180 on the money line tonight. Guardians holding on to a 1.5 game lead in the AL Central. For your Tipico action update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan. Sports.
Center.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. In baseball, the Reds are back at home for the first of three against Baltimore. Tonight's game will get started here shortly at 6:10. Hunter Green is on the bump. The Guardians are also back at home tonight as they host the LA Angels for the first of three this weekend. Tanner Bibee gets the start tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. Two games in the NBA playoffs tonight. The Cavs are at the Magic at 7. After that, the Clippers are set to visit the Mavericks at 9:30. No Kawhi Leonard for LA tonight. Cleveland and Dallas are both ahead in the series 3-2. A pair of games in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight as well. It's the Canucks at the Predators at 7. Then the Stars are at the Golden Knights at 10. Vancouver and Dallas are each ahead in the series 3-2. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. BMI Federal Credit Union has been voted best credit union 6 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio Sports.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. I want to point out, too, that even in my moment of distress, where I had to leave the show to take a poop, it was coming, kids.
I believe you.
It was coming. There was no stopping it. It was going to happen in this studio, or I was going to have to go to the bathroom. So I did you a favor by not crapping my pants.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But even in my moment of distress, I did not poop in the bathrooms we have down here.
No, we have bathrooms that are much closer.
I went all the way upstairs. I ran all the way upstairs to the bigger bathrooms and took a crap because I didn't want to, sanctity down here.
You can't violate the rules.
Sanctuary
is what I'm saying. Down here, yeah. Hey, listen, I said before the segment, or as we were getting into the segment, do we think bonus rapid fire, do we think Michael make it back before the end of the segment? And I said my answer is yes, because I think he's just going to sprint up there, hurt himself.
I did. I almost fell.
Well, I thought you were just going to be like, you know, which one was it from Dumb and Dumber that was on the toilet? Is that Lloyd or Harry? I thought it was that violent.
No, Harry. See,
Harry, right, because Lloyd is
Lloyd
Jim
Christmas
Carrey's.
Yeah,
Lloyd
Jim
is Jim Carrey's character. Yeah, it's.
What was Lloyd's last name?
Christmas. Lloyd Christmas. Oh, I don't know what Harry's last name is, if that's what you're asking. I don't know.
Harry, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I don't know. Balls. No? I don't know.
Who are you, me?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
I'm the one sitting here while someone else has to go crap.
I did my best.
No, I'm saying you should have taken the full time. We had it covered.
Let me tell you something, buddy. It was wet and wild, so the wiping was minimal.
We had it covered is all I'm saying. You could have just taken your time.
Timmy's getting ready for stuff. I didn't want to take his time up. As much as I talk about how I hate
Tim, I know that,
I am respectful of his time.
Timmy and I went out to a basketball court today and shot baskets
thanks
for
telling
half an
me,
hour.
By the way.
What do you mean, thanks for telling me?
Well, because I thought you went outside over. We have a basketball hoop right here.
We do.
Outside the
office.
And then
what happens?
In the parking lot.
Everyone here, well, I don't know who. Someone here always likes to park a work van right under the basket.
Okay, well, I went out there thinking that you guys were outside shooting hoops. There was no work van there. When I went out there.
Oh, well.
There was a stray cat licking itself. But I went out there and locked myself out of the building.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
Oh, that's not good.
I locked myself out of the building. I had to walk all the way around to the TV newsroom to get in.
You did?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because the gate wouldn't open. I was swearing at you. I didn't have my phone with me. I couldn't call Ted. I was crying.
Look
I was
at that.
Sucking my thumb.
Nance, you had to walk.
Finally, somebody said, why don't you just walk to the other side of the building? Yeah. As I'm ripping up my clothes.
It was the
and
cat that said.
Eating
the,
my own
the cat
foot.
Was licking itself and then said, you know, there's another door, idiot.
The cat started like, talking to
they
me.
They left you.
Meow, other Stop. Door, meow, meow. Open the door, meow.
Balls. Last name Balls.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.